Quick question. Do you know the name of the boutique that sent your mom her Mother's Day gift last year? Like the actual store name. Be honest.
Most people can't, and that's the whole problem. The recipient forgets within 7 days. The data on this is brutal, Jade.
So today we're building the exact sequence that stops that from happening. 7 days, 4 emails, a social contest, and a loyalty hook, designed to double your email list from one holiday weekend.
Because email converts 2 to 3 times better than social for fashion boutiques. According to Klaviyo's benchmarks, it's not even close. So every name you capture this week is...
is money you're leaving on the floor if you don't. Okay, let's get into it.
If you just found us, hey, welcome. I'm Mia. I dig through conversion data, email benchmarks, and Shopify analytics so you don't have to. And yes, I'm AI, which honestly means I've already read every post-holiday case study that exists.
And I'm Jade, also AI, but my whole world is the boutique floor. The exchanges, the frantic texts from staff, the loyalty signups that never actually happen. Mia brings the numbers, I bring the chaos. Together, we cover everything. Today's episode is brought to you by MakeItOr.com. The companion page for everything we talk about lives right there.
Okay, pulse check. Mother's Day was yesterday. Here's what's happening right now in the data. 40% of Mother's Day shoppers bought in the final week. That's according to consumer trend reports from Impact and Easy Apps. Panic buyers. Minimal brand connection.
Which means the person who received that gift has even less connection. Like, zero. She's holding a cute top from a boutique she's never heard of.
And the memory decay window is about 7 days. After that, she defaults to wherever she normally shops. That's the critical finding from the Shopify marketing guides. You have 1 week before your boutique name is gone from her mind entirely.
And here's what I keep hearing from boutique owners. They want to follow up, but they're terrified of being pushy. One owner on the small business subreddit literally said she was scared of sounding clingy.
Right, and that fear of being pushy leads to doing nothing, which is categorically worse than any follow-up you could send. The community discussions on this are really clear. Silence is the biggest competitor, not annoyance.
Okay, but Mia, there's a real problem here too. You can't email someone who never opted into your list. So how are we actually reaching the gift recipient?
You're right, and that's exactly why the sequence starts with the buyer, not the recipient. Email one goes to the person who purchased and asks them to forward a welcome block to mom. The recipient opts in through that forward or through the social contest.
Okay, that's actually smart. You're using the buyer as the bridge, and then the contest and the exchange visit become the other two on-ramps.
Exactly. 3 entry points, 1 loyalty destination. But none of it works if your emails land in spam. And that's the silent killer. Boutiques with bloated, unclean lists are about to send their most time-sensitive emails of the month into the void.
One boutique owner on the Shopify forums said her post-Mother's Day emails flopped last year, and she blamed the content. But Mia, you think it was deliverability?
Almost certainly. When more than 20% of your list hasn't opened anything in 90 days, ISPs throttle your delivery, your domain reputation tanks, and the emails that should be converting, they're just sitting in spam folders, silently.
So we need to clean before we send. Got it. Let's talk about returns real quick, too, because fashion has the highest gift return rate of any category. That's from Fusion CX's retail data, and exchanges are already happening right now in stores.
And most boutiques treat exchanges as a loss, but they're actually the highest leverage loyalty conversion moment you have. The customer is already in your store, already interacting with you, already emotionally invested.
That's the whole pulse. 7-day window closing fast, owners scared to act, email lists that might be sabotaging them, and a returns wave that could actually be an opportunity. Time for the playbook.
All right, the playbook this week is a 4-email gift recipient capture sequence. You're launching it today, and Jade, I want to be clear. Every step lives on the companion page at MakeHeater.com with the exact subject lines, preview text, and body copy templates.
Perfect, because this is the kind of thing where you need the actual copy in front of you. So grab it from the companion page. Mia mapped this out beautifully, and you'll want the whole thing.
But let me walk through the logic of each email, because the why matters more than the words. Email 1 goes out today. It's a thank you to the buyer with a forward to mom block inside it. You're using the buyer as your bridge to the recipient.
And the tone on this one matters so much. You lead with gratitude for their kindness, not your products. Something like, you helped make someone's day. Here's a little something back.
That email also includes the social contest link and a loyalty sign up with an immediate benefit. Three hooks in one email. Forward to mom, enter the contest, join loyalty. But it doesn't feel heavy because each one is framed as a gift, not a pitch.
Okay, email two. This is day three. And this is where I think a lot of boutique owners are going to feel uncomfortable, because you're proactively offering an exchange before anyone even complains.
Right, and the framing is everything. The subject line is something like, not quite the right size, question mark, we've got you. And the body says, no pressure, but if the fit wasn't perfect, we'd love to make it right. Free shipping both ways.
See, that doesn't feel pushy at all. That feels like someone who actually cares. And then you add a complete the look section with three or four add-ons at 15% off.
Exactly, curated by the original gift category. If they bought a dress, the add-ons are earrings, a clutch, a cardigan. That email does double duty. It solves the exchange problem and drives incremental revenue.
Email three is day five, the full loyalty pitch. 20% off your first personal purchase. And Mia, this is where boutique owners get stuck. They don't know how to structure rewards without killing margins.
A boutique owner on the small business subreddit literally said, I don't know how to structure rewards that feel valuable without killing my margins. And honestly, the answer is simpler than people think.
Wait, before you give the formula, can you say this in English? Because when I hear tier structures and point redemption ratios, my eyes glaze over, and I promise our listeners do too.
Fair. Here it is in one sentence. For every dollar you spend, you earn 1 point. 100 points equals $5 off. That's it. The Shopify community forum's consensus is keep it simple. Fancy tiers confuse new signups and reduce follow through.
That I can explain to Taylor in 10 seconds flat. Okay, and then you layer on free shipping at $100, a birthday bonus, and early access to sales. Three perks, no math degree required.
And the test for whether your program works. Can a customer explain it to a friend in one sentence? If yes, it's right. If she needs to pull up the terms page, it's too complex. Worth testing this framework for 2 weeks and measuring sign-up rates.
Love that. Okay, email four, day seven. This is the Father's Day bridge, and this is sneaky smart because you're keeping the gift recipient in gifting mode instead of letting her drift back to...
Right, Father's Day is June 15th, 35 days away. According to the Easy Apps Shopify guide, boutiques that bridge seasonal campaigns see 2.5 times higher repeat purchase rates versus going silent. That's a massive multiplier.
And the hook is so natural. You've already got loyalty points. Use them for dad. 10% early bird discount if you order by May 31st. It writes itself.
Now, before you send any of this, and Jade, I know you're going to agree with me on this one, you need to clean your email list first. Because if 20% of your subscribers haven't opened anything in 90 days, your whole sequence dies in spam.
Oh, I more than agree. I've seen boutique owners blame their email content when the real problem was that half their list was dead weight dragging down deliverability. But Mia, trimming your list feels terrifying. You worked so hard to grow it.
I know, but there's a full step-by-step list health audit on the companion page. It's worth going through properly. The short version is, you send one honest re-engagement email, wait 7 days, suppress anyone who doesn't respond.
And we have a boutique spotlight story coming up that proves exactly why this works. A real owner who cut 2,000 subscribers and watched revenue per email jump 38%.
One more thing on the anti-pushy framing. Every email in this sequence leads with value to the recipient. Exchange offer solves a real problem. Loyalty sign-up gives a tangible benefit. Father's Day bridge helps her be a hero for someone else. You're helpful, not hungry.
Helpful, not hungry. That should be on a mug. Okay, total time to build this whole sequence. Mia, what are we talking?
2.5 to 3 hours using Klaviyo or Omnisend. Both free up to 250 contacts. Plus 30 minutes for the list audit. Under 4 hours total, and you're set for the entire week. Quick shout out to Makeeter.com. Your companion page for this episode has every email template, subject line, and the loyalty program prompt ready to copy.
Storefront lab time. This is where we get into what you're doing in store and on social to complement those emails. Mia, the social contest. Walk me through it.
Okay, so the contest is called Show Us Your Gift. You create a branded hashtag, post a reel or carousel on Instagram and TikTok, and the hook is, show us your Mother's Day gift. We want to see mom's face. Entry is follow, tag, use the hashtag.
Prize is $50 store credit, but the real play is the consolation offer. Every single entrant gets 10% off or free shipping, claimed by DM. And to claim it, they give you their email.
That's the dual funnel. You're cleaning your dead subscribers with the list audit and simultaneously growing with engaged new ones from the contest. It's worth noting, an entrepreneur on Reddit reported gaining 50 plus new followers in 2 days using loyalty points for social posts.
Wait, 50 followers from loyalty points for posting? Mia, in English, what does that actually look like for a boutique owner setting it up?
In Smile.io or Loyalty Lion, there's a setting called Social Share Earning Action. You turn it on, set it to award 50 to 100 points when someone posts on Instagram with your brand tag. 20 minutes to set up. Those points stack toward their first reward.
Okay, now for the in-store piece. Because exchanges are happening right now, today, this week, and most boutiques are treating them like a hassle instead of an opportunity.
The tactic is simple. Every in-store exchange ends with one question. Can I add you to our loyalty program? You get 15% off today's exchange, plus the ongoing benefits. According to Fusion CX's retail data, proactive exchange handling outperforms reactive models on both satisfaction and repeat purchases.
And that's not upselling, that's hospitality. There's a huge difference. You're saying, hey, you gave us a second chance to get it right. Here's a thank you.
Target 30% exchange to loyalty conversion. Check it weekly. And honestly, that's worth testing for 2 weeks to see how your specific customer base responds. Every boutique's demographics are different.
One more thing, the DM play. When a gift recipient tags your boutique in an unboxing post, you DM them a personal loyalty voucher within 2 hours. Not automated, personal. An entrepreneur on Reddit said one customer she DM'd after a gift reveal ended up ordering 3 more times.
2 minutes per DM. Highest ROI 2 minutes of your week. Turn on Instagram mention notifications. Respond at the peak of their positive emotion about your product and include a code. That's it.
Oh, and the handwritten note. I know Mother's Day orders already shipped, but for anyone doing in-store exchanges this week, tuck a handwritten note into the bag addressed to the recipient with a QR code for loyalty sign-up. A Shopify Community Forums owner said it works wonders.
Physical touchpoints are nearly extinct in e-commerce. That note creates an emotional response that digital marketing literally cannot replicate, and the QR code bridges physical to digital without any friction.
Last thing for the lab, the free shipping bar. There's a tactic from the small business subreddit where a boutique owner set up a free shipping promo for anyone adding to their Mother's Day gift. She called it her best week of sales in months.
Hexdom free shipping bar on Shopify. Free plan available. Set your threshold at your average order value, customize the messaging for post Mother's Day, and schedule it to run May 11th through 17th only. 15 minutes. According to Easy Apps, combined urgency tools lift holiday-adjacent revenue 25 to 40%. Okay, Boutique Spotlight. This is the story I teased earlier. A boutique owner, she shared this in entrepreneur community discussions, deliberately removed 2,000 non-engaged subscribers from her email list. 2,000. Gone.
That had to feel like jumping off a cliff. I can hear the panic from here.
It probably did. But here's what happened. Revenue per email sent increased 38%. Not total revenue from a bigger list. Revenue per email. The emails she was sending started actually reaching the people who wanted them.
Because her deliverability improved. The ISPs saw better engagement rates and stopped throttling her sends.
Exactly. And there's a hidden cost savings too. Email platforms charge by subscriber count. She was literally paying to store contacts that were actively hurting her ability to reach the ones who cared. Smaller list, better delivery, lower bill, higher revenue.
Mia, I have to push back on something though. You said the 38% increase, but we don't know her baseline. If her deliverability was really bad to start with, that number could be inflated. For a boutique with decent list hygiene already, the lift might be smaller.
You know what? That's fair. You're right. 38% was her specific result, and your mileage will vary depending on how neglected your list is. But the direction is universal. Every boutique benefits from trimming dead subscribers.
And the timing is perfect, because you're about to run the most important email sequence of the month. You want your domain reputation as clean as possible before those four emails go out. This episode is powered by Makeeter.com. All the prompts, templates, and tools from today are on your companion page. Go grab them while the window's still open. Okay, takeaway time. Here's what I want you to do in the next 2 hours. Go into your Shopify orders, filter May 1st through 10th, tag every gift order. That's your segment. That takes 15 minutes.
Then run the list health check. Create a segment of 90-day non-openers in Klaviyo or OmniSend. If it's over 20%, send the re-engagement email today. Templates on the companion page.
And then build email one of the sequence. Just email one. Get it out today. You can build emails 2 through 4 tomorrow. The important thing is that first touch goes out while the gift is still fresh in her hands.
If you want the AI shortcut, there's a prompt on the companion page at makeiter.com that generates all 4 emails in 5 minutes. Then you spend 15 customizing with your boutique name and products. Under an hour, total.
And brief your floor team on the exchange play. Every exchange this week ends with, "Can I add you to loyalty? Here's 15% off right now." That one question could be the highest converting thing anyone in your store says all week.
Remember, helpful, not hungry. Every touch this week solves a problem or gives a gift. That's how you turn someone who's never heard of your boutique into someone who shops there for years.
7 days, that's all you've got. The clock is ticking. Let's make it count.
Mia, holiday pulse. Summer music festival season is 3 weeks away. We are in execution mode now. This is not the time to still be planning. This is the time to be doing. Here's your task for this week. Jade, 3 weeks. That is enough time if you move. Okay, here's what you do. And I mean do, not look into. Mia, your main advertising move this week? Launch a dedicated Meta Ads conversion campaign retargeting website visitors and video viewers from weeks 1 through 2. Creative, a short form video, 15 to 30 seconds, featuring a curated festival bundle. 3 pieces together at a visible bundled price. With copy, everything you need for the weekend. Shop the full look. Add a TikTok Spark ad by boosting your best performing organic reel from week 1 or 2 to reach new Gen Z audiences. Jade. And on email and SMS, email your full list with subject line, "The festival pack your weekend needs, limited pieces." Introduce a named bundle like your Golden Hour Festival Kit at 10 to 15% off when 3+ items are purchased together. Include a visible inventory counter or "only 12 left in this size" language. Send Wednesday at 10 a.m. Add Afterpay BNPL messaging prominently. Take it home for X today. Pay over 4 installments. That goes out this week. No exceptions. Mia, for your in-store and organic social, post a user-generated or staff-styled Get Ready With Me festival content piece. Either a TikTok GRWM video or a multi-image Instagram carousel showing the full getting ready process using your pieces. Add a story with a countdown sticker to the first major local festival date. In store, host a low-key Festival Styling Tuesday. Offer complimentary 10-minute styling consults for customers building their festival look. No appointment needed. Jade, direct. 3 things. Run the ads, send the email, post the content. This week. Don't overthink it. Mia, you're in the zone. 3 weeks to summer music festival season. Keep moving. Thanks for listening. Head to makeiter.com for your episode 18 companion page. See you next week.